Welcome back to the process of being me and to this week's episode. Now, I don't have a track to start you off this week like I did last week, but what I do have is a lot of enthusiasm for today's topic. And what we're talking about today is currency. Now, what do I mean by currency? Are we talking about dollars? Are we talking about cents? Are we talking about being able to get credit, debt, all of that sort of stuff? The long and short answer of it all is no, okay? But what we are going to dive into is a currency that is going to allow you to have the freedom that you want long term, all right? Regardless of what's going on in the economy, and also regardless of what's sitting in your bank right now. Because to be honest with you, sometimes we let our current financial state dictate the amount of abundance that we have in our lives and the way that we look at currency on a day-to-day basis, all right? And the type of currency I am referring to, okay, is what I call relationship currency. It is value and effort currency. It is the currency that it takes to build trust in, you know, a business relationship, a partner relationship, a client to, you know, mentor relationship. Anything that you have to put in a certain amount of effort, there is a currency that you get to store up, right? And I talk about all the time, you know, there's that emotional bank account sometimes where I might be constantly making deposits, right? Constantly building somebody up, constantly trying to make them feel better, empowering them, letting them know the things that I love about them, right? That's me depositing a lot of things into somebody's emotional bank account. But on the flip side of that, if I'm constantly attacking somebody, constantly pointing out something they're not doing well, highlighting the things that they're not great at yet or what they need to work on or get better at, after a while, I'm going to make so many withdrawals that there's no more currency left, right? And then people are wondering why their relationship is at the point that it is, whether it be a business relationship, a client relationship, a personal relationship. It works exactly the same way, that if I'm not constantly depositing good things into it and I'm withdrawing, I guess, in some ways, negative things or things that aren't building that currency back up, after a while, there's going to be nothing left, okay? And for you to be able to succeed long term, right, in whether it's your, you know, signature program, product or service, whatever it is that you are trying to achieve growth in some way, shape, or form, okay? There's always going to be that bank account of effort versus, you know, withdrawal, what I'm putting in versus what I'm taking out, okay? And one of the easiest ways to look at this, and I talked about this a couple of episodes ago, you know, when you sit there at the end of your day and you look at that equal sign, right? That equal sign in relation to what did I do today? What did I achieve? All right, one of the things that I always do in my journal at the end of every day, all right, as I sit here and I look at my currency, like what did I do to build currency in any aspect of my life today? And what did I do that I'm grateful for that also builds currency within me, right? Things that I'm grateful for comes from an abundance mindset. It's things that I feel a sense of fulfillment around. They're things that make me feel good, which again just builds up that emotional state, that emotional currency that I need to take on whatever challenges and things I need to do on a day-to-day basis. All right. And when I get to reflect on those things at the end of the day, it allows me to have the perspective of, do you know what? Did I give to the world more today than I took? Did I provide value to the people that are most important to me, or did I just take? All right. Did I give myself what I needed today? Did I put in the currency when it comes to nutrition and exercise and mindset and time and space and learning and challenging and stretching? Did I give myself those things today or did I not? Right? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to be next to the equal sign. That's what's going to allow me to constantly build either a very large amount of currency that I have left to be able to spend and use how I need to when I need to, or I'm scraping the barrel, wondering why I'm still feeling anxious and overwhelmed and having anxiety and I'm still procrastinating and I'm not achieving what I want. Then I feel shitty about myself and then I'm staying in this cycle. All right, we all know that conversation. So I want to plant a seed in your mind today around currency and around looking at that bank account that you have at the end of every day, right? At the end of that equal sign, what did I put in versus what did I take out? And whatever I took out, was I able to use it to the best of my ability, or did it have any sense of purpose, or did I just take it out, right? Like when I criticize somebody and I put them down, like what's the purpose of that? What did it do? Did it make me feel better about myself? By me attacking them or wasting an hour talking about somebody else's bullshit, did that add currency to my bank account or did it take it out of theirs? And if so, what did that do for me? I know it's a fair bit to throw at you before we've really even dived into most of the points today, but I really wanted to set the stage in terms of what I mean by currency, right? And that the amount of effort and value you give on a day-to-day basis allows you to build up a level of currency that will pay you back 10, 100, 1,000 fold in the future, okay? And one of the ways it does that is with what I call reciprocity, right? The more that you put out to the world, the more that you will give back. Whether you believe that or not, I can tell you it is a fact, okay? I have seen it way too many times to have any doubt in my mind at all. And not just with myself, but with my clients, right? The more that they give to others, the more that they give to themselves in terms of what they need to become a better leader and a better person and a better parent and a better partner, the more that they will get back, right? Whereas the more withdrawals that they take, the less they have. And I think I put a quote up on my Facebook page a while ago that the people that give the most are left with the most. The people that take the most are the ones that are left with nothing. And they sit there and whine and moan and play the victim, but they didn't realize that, hey, I just kept taking from people. There is no reciprocity. They had no currency left. So now they're the victim. All right, and I don't want that to happen to you in any way, shape, or form. And this is a nice, simple way to approach things to make sure it never does. All right, one of the things I want you to think about, and maybe write this down or just plant it in your mind, okay? Over-deliver simply because you can. And I don't mean sometimes you have to buy somebody a whole bunch of shit. I can just give them an extra touch point today. I can reach out to somebody because I want to. I can follow somebody up because I know it's going to make them feel good. I can go over and give somebody a hug because maybe they just need that emotional deposit in their bank account, right? I can ask somebody a question because I'm interested and I'm showing them that I'm interested because nobody else does in their life, right? There's lots of ways for me to overdeliver. There's lots of ways for me to make sure that I'm adding value to somebody's day. And the only reason you need is just because. That's it, okay? You've got to understand that the more that you give back, the more that you give, the more that you'll give back, right? Like reciprocity is a life force. It is a flow that happens inside all of our lives. And there's no denying it, right? But this is the tricky part. You often will never see it or know when you will see it come back to you. And most people stop there, right? They want that instant gratification. They want that instant reciprocity. Like, hey, I did that for you. You should do that for me. Hey, I'm not going to do that for them. They didn't do it for me. Or why would I do that? They wouldn't go out of their way and do it for me, right? All that scarcity, small-minded BS, right? Because you're thinking short-sighted. You're not thinking about what could come back longer term, right? Or you're thinking that, hey, do you know, when I get to a certain size or my business is big enough or I have enough staff or I have the budget to be able to do these things, right? Then I'll start giving back more. Whereas what you got to realize is because you didn't make those deposits, when later happens, you're wondering why you're not getting it back, right? It starts now, regardless of how big your business is or regardless of how small the first couple of steps are in whatever it is you're trying to work on, right? I've got to start over-delivering because. And do it unwaveringly. I can't speak English. Unwaveringly. Like, do it consistently every single day, no matter what. And no matter how long it takes for something to come back, because what I can guarantee to you 100% is that sometimes you won't recognize how it comes back to you until a little bit later. Until you sit there and you go, holy shit, how did that happen? Like, how did that even come about? You know, and it's happened to me multiple times where, things have been tight in business, or we've had things come up, or I've wanted to do something. I'm like, man, I don't know how we're going to get the money for this or be able to do it. But because of all of the over-delivering, because of all the deposits I've made, a solution appears, or I've been able to write an email and generate $40,000 to $50,000, all right, within a 5-day period, right? Because I made those deposits, the reciprocity was there waiting for me. I just didn't realize it at the time. I didn't recognize it. It wasn't staring me in the face, right? Or something happens and I get a referral of somebody else and they come on board and they're like one of the best clients I've ever had, right? But I didn't even know these people existed. It just happened because somebody talked to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody, right? And that's why I always, regardless of where anybody's at, always treat them the best way you can in business and in personal relationships, because you never know how it could come back to you, right? Somebody who comes in and they can't afford your service, or they're there because they're a deal hopper, right? Or they seem like they're wasting your time, right? The ruder you are, the shorter you are with those people, the less that you're depositing into their bank account, and you never know who they're connected with. And the crazy part is some people will go out of their way to make sure they destroy you before they will help you. So why not just keep life simple and over-deliver to everybody? One of the things I touched base on last week too, and I'm going to talk about this more and more throughout these episodes, because it's something that I see a huge shift in happening within the entrepreneurial space, is that we are definitely right now in what I call a connection economy, all right? That relationships matter more than information. That me knowing, liking, and trusting you will allow you to connect with more of your ideal clients versus the shiny shit on the outside, like all the diplomas and the experience and all the rest of that stuff, right? Even testimonials now. Like, testimonials are great. Social proof is great, but everybody has it now, right? Why should somebody choose working for you with you versus somebody else? And it comes back to that connection. It comes back to that relationship. And part of that relationship sometimes is you letting people into your world, right? Because again, reciprocity. The more that I let somebody into my world, the more that they're going to let me into their world, okay? And it might not happen with everybody, sure, but who cares? I'm going to do it anyway, because the ones that will benefit the most from it are the ones that I want to be a part of their life anyway. So long term, it's always going to work out. But this is where, as an entrepreneur, your greatest currency is going to come from. The more time you can spend on building solid connections, strong relationships, be real. You know, don't be that person out there that's trying to be somebody else or copying somebody else's modeling and voice and messaging and all the rest of that shit. Like, people don't care anymore. Like, everything that's cookie cutter right now is going to stop working, right? Because people have seen it. They get blindness to familiarity, right? When everything seems the same, it's like, meh, I don't care. I've seen it before, right? And it doesn't mean we have to be different. It just means we have to be real. We have to be authentic. We have to have that level of integrity around what we're doing. We have to care just as much about the relationship that we want with our clients as we want them to feel like they have with us. It has to be just as important for me to make sure I spend time connecting with them as I want them to connect with me. When you do that is where you're going to have that massive amount of currency built up in your bank account that, regardless of the state of economy, you're still going to be able to have clients. People are still going to stay with you. They're going to be loyal. They're going to want to keep you in your life because of the connection, the relationship, and the value that they have with you. They know that they can pick up the phone and call you whenever they need to. They know that you're going to be there. They know that if anything goes wrong, you've got their back, right? That you care just as much about their success as you do your own success. That might sound crazy, but think about it, all right? From a reciprocity point of view, if I care about somebody else's success just as much as my own, what do you think it's going to do for them, right? And what do you think that's going to mean for me long term? That doesn't have to be the reason you do it, but why not approach things that way? Right? Care more sometimes about other people, and in return, you're going to get back everything that you need. I'm not saying you don't need to care about yourself. Don't take my words and use them for anything that's not good, but think about just approaching things that way around. And as coaches, mentors, business owners, people that are in charge of services, products, programs, you know, do we approach things to make sure that we set our clients up for success? And that their success is our responsibility, And if they're not being successful, what are we doing about it? Right? I feel like, especially in the coaching space at the moment, it's so scarce and limited. It's become about the tactic. It hasn't become about the client. It's become about the methodology and the process, and it hasn't become about the results, right? And that's why so many of these people are like wondering why they're signing all of these clients up and they're not staying, or they're not able to charge what they want, or they're not able to attract the types of clients they want, because they're attracting people for the wrong reasons. They're not attracting people who need the solution that you have to provide. You're attracting people who are still searching for the tactic and the quick answer and the easy button to press, right? Whereas long term, those aren't the ones that you're going to be able to help. Right, we want the people that are in pain that need our solution to get out of it, and then we need to take responsibility for them getting out of that pain and into the solution, and make sure that the relationship and the connection is the highest priority throughout the process. That is going to be your recipe for success, and it's going to make sure that you always have the currency that you need to be able to achieve what you want. Right, like money and value, it flows behind these things, right? The people that are truly successful are the people that put these things at their highest priority. They're the ones that dedicate time to these things, to intimacy, to connection, to making sure that they always feel close to their clients. The best part about doing this things this way around, right, is you make the buying decision an easy one. The moment I have to convince somebody to work with me, to jump into our program, to do something, the more I haven't done a good enough job on the connection and the relationship side of things, right? And not everyone's going to be easy to connect with in the beginning, for sure. But either they haven't been following my content long enough to be able to connect with me, they haven't watched enough of my free videos or my podcasts or read my ebooks or my book or anything else, right, to feel like they have some form of a relationship with me. So by the time they get on a call to learn about my program or anything else, there's no connection or relationship there. So I've got to try and build it on the call. And if I don't build it on the call or the consultation or the appointment or the meeting or whatever it is for you, right, that's why you're not getting the conversion rate you want. That's why the buying decision isn't easy, because of the connection and the relationship. All right, and you have to have a look at what are you doing proactively around those two things. Because once you start to systemize and create a process around connection and relationship, the value is always going to be there. The buying decision is very easy for somebody who sees the value in what you offer. And remember, what people value more than everything nowadays is not information, it's connection, relationships, and implementation. Okay? Next point, second last point here, right, is trust is a commodity that can get used up. Think about that for a while, right, in any relationship, right? Let's take a personal relationship as an example here. If I say I'm going to do something for my partner, my wife, my kids, my business partner, whatever it might be, right, and I don't do it, right, I make a little cut, right? And I don't do it again, and I make another little cut, and I don't do it again, and I make another little cut. And before you know it, there's a wound, right? Before you know it, I've scraped away so many layers that trust is gone, right? The commodity that I had, the currency of trust that I had in the bank is gone, because I just kept making withdrawals. I kept scraping away until there was a wound there, right? Which is the main reason why most relationships don't work, right, is because communication breaks down. But more than that, it's that trust is gone from the relationship. And it's not just always about cheating or lying or anything else. Sometimes the biggest way that most people fail each other is by not doing what they promised to do. And we do that to ourselves almost more than we do it to anybody else. And you have to understand that if I don't trust my own ability to do something for myself, how am I going to trust anybody else, or how's anybody else going to trust me, right? It always starts with you, right? For things to change, first, I must change. And you have to realize that there's only a certain amount of currency. There's only a certain amount of trust. There's only a certain amount of withdrawals I can keep taking out until nothing is left. And then I'm having to work out what went wrong. Whereas if you backtrack, you know what you did wrong, right? It was just didn't seem like a big deal at the time. but it compounds. And over time, like I said, I took a dollar out, $10 out, $20 out. Before I know it, there's no money left in the bank. All right, so really try and look at what you're doing in all your relationships and how are you making those deposits around trust. Because again, if people know, like, and trust you, they're going to want to buy from you. If they feel like they're connected with you and they have a sense of relationship and that you're going to be there to help them implement, they're going to stay with you for a very long time. Okay, last point here. And for me, for some of you, this might seem a bit out there. You might not be able to grasp it yet, right? But hopefully you'll see the opposite. And sometimes if I can see the opposite, I understand that I need to shift my thinking or my perception. Having an abundance mindset. When I'm looking at currency in all forms that we've talked about today, if I believe there is only a certain amount of something, there's only certain people that can succeed, there's only a certain amount of time I have, there's only a certain amount of things I can do, there's only a certain amount of clients I can help, there's only a certain amount of money I can make in a certain period of time, right? I think I said certain about 50 times then, right? All of that stuff is a limitation. And if I have a limitation to my thinking in any way, shape, or form, that is not an abundance mindset. It is a scarcity mindset. It is a limiting belief. It is something that is holding you back, right? Hence the word limit, right? You can't get past that point in your own mind, or maybe you just can't see a way past it. When you start from an abundance mindset, and what you've got to realize is that this is a choice. It's not something that somebody comes along and goes, ta-da, you now have an abundance mindset, right? It's not going to happen. And what I can guarantee for you is if you have ever said, I can't, I don't, I won't, I don't know how this happened, or I don't know what went wrong, right? You have a victim mentality, which is a very scarcity-based mentality. If you want to flip that, you have to first take personal responsibility for everything and realize that what you have today is because of the sum of choices and decisions and actions that you've made to date, right? Say we get to that level of awareness. Once you get there, you've got to understand that for me to achieve what I wanted to move forward from this point, that old way of thinking is not going to serve me. The new way of thinking is that there is enough for everybody, that I'm going to over-deliver to every single person because I can. Because I want to, because I understand that the more I give out in this world, the more that I will get back, right? And that's why some people, regardless of financial success, still don't have a level of fulfillment. For me, when I was making close to $1.5 million a year, right? And I was literally not even working, right? Like I could turn up to work maybe 40 minutes to an hour a day. I was training twice a day. I didn't really need to do much. I was traveling almost every 3 to 4 weeks for months at a time. I wasn't fulfilled at all. I hated my life. From the outside, it looked super nice. But from the inside, I wasn't being the person I wanted to be. I wasn't in the relationship I wanted to be. I wasn't even doing what I wanted to do at the level I wanted to do it, right? There was no fulfillment around it. And it's because for me, everything back then was about the money. It was about the achievement. It was about the recognition that I thought I was going to get from everybody else. That's what I was searching for. I didn't realize that what I was searching for was empty, right? There's nothing there. When you approach things from an abundance mindset, that there is enough of everything for everyone, and the more I can give out, the more currency I will have, the more fulfillment I will have every single day of my life, the more gratitude I get to experience and then gain momentum from. Every time I journal and I look back at all the things that I'm so grateful for, it empowers me to get up the next day and charge forward and experience the same things, or to make sure that, you know, in some ways, I do something for somebody today that they're grateful for, that people that are I'm a part of their life, they are grateful that I'm a part of their life. That is an abundance mindset. It's doing things to your best ability on the biggest scale possible without the fear of failure. Failure is a lesson, right? It may or may not happen. It doesn't matter. What you got to realize is there's no limit, right? It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter what it takes to create what you want. You have to understand that with an abundance mindset, it's always there, right? You just need to take away a lot of the limitations that are stopping you from achieving it or gaining that sense of fulfillment around it. When you can make that shift with your mindset, everything changes, right? It's something that I spend almost 2 chapters on in my book, all right? So if you haven't read that yet, I would recommend definitely doing the exercises I share with you in that, because once I did that and once I've helped other people do it, when your perception changes and you're able to take on an abundance mindset, man, what you're able to create in your life, sometimes in the shortest amount of time that you could even possibly think of, is pretty incredible. And for me, that's what gets me jazzed every day, is helping people see those things and achieve that when, it, you know, for so long, their mindset was the other way around and it was holding them back. Look, I hope you got great value from that. I hope I put some currency into all of your bank accounts today. And look, as always, if you feel like somebody would benefit from this, please share it with them. I would love to hear from you in the comments or send me an email. And if you haven't got a copy yet of my brand new ebook, The 10 Steps to Creating Your Own Highly Profitable Lifestyle Business, I'll put a link in the comments here again. Make sure you download that. Go through the steps. It is very simple. I think it's 28 pages, but really break things down and have a look at maybe what you're missing right now that's going to give you the level of success and fulfillment that you want in what you're approaching or doing every single day. And I will look forward to seeing you all next week.